Hello there, and you're very welcome to Poem of the Week. Hello, I'm Morgan O'Reilly, and once again, you're very welcome to Poem of the Week. Each week, we will be celebrating poetry, both new and old, Irish and international, and published and unpublished work, alongside a significant date in our calendar. This week's poem is Barry Avenue, written and read now by Richard Halperin.
Barry Avenue, 1951. The full treasure of scattered, wasted circumstance, which is a quote of Henry James from his memoirs, A Small Boy and Others. Now the poem begins. A small boy goes on an errand in his familiar neighborhood. Summer evening, if you are listening, Jean and Pablo. You are waiting, my mother, my stepfather, for me to come back home with milk and ice cream in cardboard tumblers, in a cardboard tray. The change from the purchase is in my pocket. Were you going to have another fight? Or was this to be one of the quieter evenings, filled with the nervousness of love, the smallness of a one-room basement Chicago flat in which we three were living for a while, I having no concept of what a while might be? I could not give the circumstance a shape. It had no shape. The tray slipped, seemingly of itself, out of my hands, the milk and cream dirty on the footpath. I afraid now to go home, although love awaited there. I only a boy, so of course such accidents were to be expected. But to me, I was the third adult, fourth if I counted my father. So I cried and went home with the sad tale, which was indeed sad because we'd scarcely any money. I adult enough to know that. I yet again the weak link in the money chain. That evening a full treasure. I cannot convey the treasure. It has no form, nor had it then. This afternoon in Ireland, during a Lenten stay in my clean room, neatly paid for, here it still is. Chicago, Ireland, Saturn, dirty milk, all interchangeable. Jean, Pablo, Richard, Leo, definitely not interchangeable, placed and placeless, golden with the golden substance of love and fear of love. Summer evening.
Barry Avenue, 1951, read there by Richard Halperin, and read very well, I might say so. Richard, thank you very much for coming into studio today.
It's a pleasure, thank you for inviting me.
And tell us, Richard, why did you choose that poem?
I chose the poem because you told me that my bit would be connected to International Men's Day. And I am a man, and I am also in me somewhere a boy, and that's every human being who lives. So that fragile connection made me think of the poem, Barry Avenue, because you have someone who's a man writing it, but it's about a boy's perceptions and emotions. It's tied to Henry James' quote at the beginning, because he's an older man remembering his boyhood. So he's himself, but he's also little Harry James at the same time, and his brother is little Will James at the same time. So that's why. And I love the poem.
The boy in this poem, was there a certain catharsis for you when you're communicating with this boy? Because there's a kind of a sense of vulnerability to this boy. I mean, your heart goes out to him, I felt, as a reader. There's a great sense of empathy, I felt.
Mine too. And I would say yes. I would say I pray, you see. And that can be defined in a number of ways. Mainly, let the light hit the mess of one's brain. And I think that prayer can go back and forth, and memoir back and forth, and heals back and forth. I think that sometimes when one has a déjà vu, it's oneself in the future reminding one of something. So yes, I wouldn't say it had a cathartic effect, which is a literary word, and I hope I'm not doing the clammy hand of literature in the poem, but there's a kind of healing or bathedness in light of having written the poem, because something went, that's it.
Mm.
And I may have written 12 poems out of the hundreds where I have that sensation of,
Wow.
And so I wish the lad well. No, really, sometimes when I think back on very tough times I had, I actually say, you're going to make it. You got out of it. Trust me. So that's how I am. And the poem's a reflection of that, I suppose.
But you do say that the boy, to a certain extent, he's stuck there in this poem.
We're stuck on May 6th, 2017. Whatever happens to us tomorrow, today is set forever. There's a quote that the narrator Pip in Great Expectations gives when the convict is dying and he's by his side, and there are tons of regrets. And the narrator Pip, not Dickens, but Pip, says, one cannot bend the past out of its eternal shape. And that's what this is about. The boy is there forever.
I want to go back to the poem now. There was a line that really stuck out for me. And it's the line that reads, Chicago, Ireland, Saturn, dirty milk, all interchangeable. I wanted to ask you about how you define these things as interchangeable.
They're interchangeable in the context of the line that follows from it, which is Jean, Pablo, Richard, Leo, definitely not interchangeable. Poems are like music, or like Bach, let's say. There's point, there's counterpoint. So interchangeable meant I'm so moved by love from the memory of that evening that in comparison to that, the place, the planet Saturn, it doesn't matter what you care to mention, can be interchangeable, but nobody is going to make interchangeable my mother, my stepfather, myself, and my father. And that's what the line came, it's one line. It's the series of things that are interchangeable, followed immediately, as in music, by that which is absolutely not interchangeable. And then to knock people or myself, but the line came and my job wasn't to screw it up, placed and placeless. Now I've just said that Chicago, Ireland, Saturn, they're all placed. So it's up to the reader to put it together or not to want to put it together, but the line came. And I can only use the phrase, it seemed good, even though I might not understand it with my brain, but my soul understands it.
We're commemorating International Men's Day with this poem, Barry Avenue, 1951. But of course, we should also pay tribute to the one woman in this poem. There's a trilogy of men, but there's also one woman in this poem as well, your mother.
I would say the proportion is just about right. that's all I'd want to say. That's why I thought of the poem. The poem is weighted toward boys and men, but the weight of a mother balances all of that, I thought. So I did want to put that.
International Men's Day is an annual international event celebrated on the 19th of November. The objectives of celebrating an International Men's Day include focusing on men's and boys' health, improving gender relations, and promoting gender equality, with the broader and ultimate aim of the event being to promote basic humanitarian values.
And I have actually nothing to say about good or bad, about national, or international rather, Men's Day, except that every man is a particular, an idiosyncratic, a snowflake. And I chose this poem because there's absolutely nothing general about it. Everything is absolutely specific. It's not about men. It's not about women. It's about individual people, in this case, focused through the eyes of a boy. And there are precedents for that. There's Joyce, for example, in that marvelous Christmas dinner.
That's the scene at the near the beginning of Portrait.
I would think it ends with Parnell, my God. And that kind of thing. Because poetry is the idiosyncratic, it's the atypical, it's not general. And this doesn't answer your question, but I can't write fiction and I can't write drama because I feel that I'd be losing my soul to enter into other characters the way a skilled dramatist or... I can't be Anna Karenina and I can't be Pip. All I can be is what's in this poem. And so I thought of that, either related or not related to International Men's Day. And I would add, if anybody asked me what should be done for International Men's Day, I'd ask that the other half of the human race pray for men because we need it.
Here, here.
So that's all.
Wonderful. Richard, thank you very much for coming in today.
Morgan, it's been a pleasure.
Richard Halperin is an Irish-American poet and the author of three collections of poetry. He is widely published in journals and magazines across Ireland and the UK. His most recent collection, the 2016 offering, Quiet in a Quiet House, is published by Salmon Poetry. That's it from us for this week. A big thank you to this week's contributor, our production team and everyone at Near FM, and also to Paula Meehan for her advice and support on this series. Join us next time for Poem of the Week. Good luck and God bless.
Nearcast.
Nearcast, your community podcast network. Listen to podcasts about society, people, poetry, board games and many other topics. Subscribe to a program today. Learn more at nearcast.ie and find out how you can get involved.